Blog Talk Radio.
Taking your calls. This is your once chance for the whole month, Julie. So start dialing onto the phones now. 347-884-8245. We'd love to have you on the show. And to reach Julie, her contact information is listed here on the show page. Website, julieannecohn.com, and the phone number, 310-795-6575 here on Journey into the Light. And if you love spiritual radio, tune in to the show here. Just click on the follow button. As Journey in the Light is a spiritual radio show that's been on the air now for 9 years, over 4,000 shows. We have multiple shows per day from guests all around the world. So you're definitely going to want to take part on the show. Click on the follow button located at the left of your screen. This way you'll get an email sent to you letting you know that Julie's ready to come on the air, or any of our other wonderful guest as well. So there you go there. And again, the phone number to call into the show is 347-884-8245. Actually, this show has two phone numbers. They gave me a second number and I said, hey, I'll take the second number if you want, but I want to keep my original number I've had for 9 years. So I got two numbers. So if you see the other number that starts with 319, 527-6037, that number works too. There you go. Okay, let's go live here to California. Let's bring Julie onto the show. Welcome back, Julie.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, Michael. How's the connection? Can you hear me well?
Yeah, sounds great. Excellent.
Beautiful.
Really good.
Not being on the show every week, I still listen to lots of the shows, and I miss you guys, and I want to let you know that I am so grateful for the opportunity to be here. And I want to talk a little bit about gratitude. As many of you know, gratitude can take you to places in the energetic world that you don't imagine how powerful it is. For example, thank you is one of the most powerful prayers you can say. If you count your blessings, it unlocks the door to more blessings, to plentitude, to abundance. Gratitude shows you the flip side of any situation. Last week, I had to compassionately let go of one of my 12-year-long companions, Mozart the cat. It was difficult. But on the other side of that coin, when I look at all the unconditional love he gave and all the joy, the grief kind of melts away. And it's actually been easier for me than it is for my other cat, Jazz. So feel free to send Jazz some love. Gratitude is the gateway to trust. And trust will allow you to follow the path to make your dreams come true. If you trust yourself, if you have faith in yourself, then don't stop walking. No matter what, keep going. Because life is good, and it's ready for you. And, Michael, do we have any callers?
Well, let me give out that phone number, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. Let's see here. 323, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name? Are you there?
There you Hello? Go.
Hi, what's
yes.
your name?
Can you guys hear me?
How can I be
yes.
of service to you?
Could you... hi, Julie, this is Malcolm. I'm listening, and you're... discussion on the power of thank you and thank you being a prayer. Could you share a little bit more about that?
Well, I did not originate that thought. It came to me through Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. However, I can elaborate on it. It's
thank
very
you.
Rare to have a experience where everything is taken away from me. And I experienced that September 18th, 1998, in a fatal car crash. I mean, literally, they declared me dead on arrival at the hospital. It was a hit and run. I look like a Pez dispenser, so I'm told. My spine was severed at C6-7, and you don't want to know all of the injuries I had. And I had a miracle experience on the other side, and certainly you can read about that or talk to me about that privately. It'll just take up too much time on the show. But here's my point. Before the car accident, I was running a $3.2 billion advertising agency. I was living in the... I bought the house of my dreams. Beachview. I had what I thought was a wonderful 23-year marriage. And when I woke up in the hospital in a full body cast with a halo, I don't know if you know what a halo is. It's literally a metal device that is screwed into my head so it can't move and placed upon my shoulders. There was a tube in my throat so that I could breathe and another so that I could receive food. My life as a person who could travel at the drop of the dime, who could handle stress, who could sit at a computer endlessly, that was gone. And I reinvented myself so many times, but I didn't succeed at the reinvention until I said, found the gratitude, found the thank you in the car accident. And here are all the ways that I said thank you. Thank you for the hit and run driver who showed me that I am stronger than anybody wants to predict. I am the one in charge of my rental unit. That's what I call my body. I can do everything doctor said I couldn't do. I do live with pain 24/7, but I do not take narcotics. I say thank you for showing me that life can be lived by choice. Not by what I got to do, not by what I should do, not by what I really thought I was responsible for, but by saying thank you for all the people I knew. Thank you for the opportunities that were presenting themselves. Thank you for the push to become a healer, to resonate with my own gifts, to learn what they were. And it's not that the gifts that I had, when I was creating things like the American Airlines Frequent Flyer Miles, it's not like that went away. But thank you is the first step I took, and it was more powerful than forgiveness. It was, I do not lead a life of regret. I lead a life of gratitude. Every night before I go to bed, I count my blessings. And I end with thank you. I say thank you for all the people who hold warm thoughts in their hearts and minds for me. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my pets. Thank you for my home. And these things have continued to bless me. And I know that it's gratitude. Did that answer your question?
Okay, let me...
Malcolm?
Yes, thank you so much for that description. And that answers my question quite a bit. And it answered, it really gave confirmation to something I had been doing and I'm going to do more. I was inspired to do more. Every morning I wake up, before I really even move, I guess when I get back, when I re-enter my rental unit, as you say, you know, that's like one of the first things I say. Once I walk, get back in, you know, from dreamland, I'm like, hey, okay,
right.
I'm back. Oh, good to be back. Thank you for bringing me back, you know, and all these different things. And that's fantastic. And I do take the time to give thanks for, I like how you articulated the gratitude in the challenging experience that was, you know, that you experienced. But seeing the gratitude in it, and not regret, or in talking about how even the gratitude was even more, you know, impactful than for the virtue of forgiveness. You know, gratitude is it's a different thing. So, you
it
know,
is.
Thank you so much. And I'm gonna tune in. I'm actually about to go out to lunch, but I'm gonna tune in, getting dressed right now, just listening to you and sending prayers to you and Jazz and even Mozart on the other dimension. I'm glad you're on air today and tuning
thank
in
you,
Friday
Malcolm.
Out for lunch. Oh yes, it's a pleasure to be here. And
divine time, divine order. Yes.
Indeed.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks for being on air. I'll be tuned in.
Okay, we appreciate your call there, Malcolm. Thanks for calling in. And again, to speak to Julie, the number is 347-884-8245. Once you called in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And we're going to go next to area code 646. Welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from, please?
Sheridan from New Jersey.
Hello, Sheridan. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you.
That's great. What can I do for you, dear?
I just wanted to know if you can give me some information on a relationship. A certain man is in my life, and as well as, I don't know, I'm not sure if you pick up, like, anyone, like family members on the other side.
The first thing that I was going to tell you is you've got a gigantic, gigantic choir of angels with you. And nobody is stepping forward to give a message right at this
okay.
moment. But let's
okay.
talk for a little bit, and if somebody does, I will certainly relay it to you. How's that?
Okay. Sounds good.
Now, you have in your heart chakra that your heart is divided into two areas: romantic love, which is represented by pink or red, and unconditional love, which is represented by the color green. First thing I'd like you to do is close your eyes.
Okay.
Put your hand on your heart and
okay.
tell me which color becomes present.
Out of the colors that you mentioned, pink.
Pink? Okay. So the reason I ask is because there is a very large dedication to unconditional love that I see energetically in your energy. And that can be for children, for pets, for yourself. But I wanted to let you get in touch with what you want me to focus on. Romantic love. Romantic love can be tricky. And you do have romance in your life. And I hear a question of, is it going anywhere?
Well, that I know it's not. I know it's not going to go anywhere. But you go on. Go ahead.
Well, no. Please speak.
Okay. No, I kind of feel like it's not going to go anywhere. And with that being said, is there anyone else after that, after him? Because I know right now we're just good friends. We're good friends.
Have you made that clear to him?
Well, I'm not sure how he feels about me. So I figured he feels the same way. So I'm really not sure on how he really feels about me.
Okay. I think that the reason I ask is because I think in order for someone else to step forward, and yes, I do see positive energy in the romantic arena for you, but in order for that to step forward, you need to create clarity with your good friend. So either you can tell him that you see him as a good friend and you want him to know that you are going to move into the dating arena. And how does he feel about that?
Okay.
That's one way to go about it. Or you can simply start doing things that you love to do without him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because if you're doing things you love to do, what's going to happen is people are going to show up. Men are going to show up.
Yeah, because right now I work at night, and so basically my life right now, it's just going to work, come home, sleep all day, go to work, come home, sleep all day. So I rarely go out, but I did say for this year I'm going to try and, you know, do things that I like to do and get back out there.
May I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Incremental sleep is a perfect way to regenerate your body. If you get home, and let's say you get home at what time? 8:30
in the
morning? 7:30?
6:30 in the right now. 6:30 in the morning. But I'm home like by 5:30.
Okay.
And I take my son to work, which I'm there for. I'm actually home by, let's say, 7:30. Then that's when I actually get rest after that point.
Okay. Let's say that you sleep from 7:30 until 1 o'clock.
Right.
How does that feel for you?
Yeah, that feels good.
That's
okay. Normally about the time. Like today I woke up like about 12:30. Having a good sleep, I normally sleep until 1.
As long as you're getting between 4 to 6 hours of sleep, you're doing good.
Okay.
And as long as you're not falling asleep at work, you're doing good.
Okay. Nope, that's not happening. Mm-hmm.
A couple of places that are great to meet single men are parks when the weather's nice.
Okay.
Are you familiar with meetup.com?
No, I've been skeptic about that. I've been skeptic between the dating websites and going out to, like, clubs, although I do like to dance. I love music. But,
well,
Meetup
is based on your interests.
Okay.
It's not a dating website. Think of it like a community calendar.
Okay.
It's literally an online community calendar of your interests.
Okay.
That people go to, and you can, if something interests you, you can certainly go to it.
And what is it? Meetup.com.
MeetUp.
Okay. Sounds good. The person in my life currently, sometimes I wonder if the universe did send him into my life or what, because I have been alone for a few years, and now he's here, and but there's like some complications around his aura. Why our relationship? Why do we see our relationship can't go any further? Is his heart also somewhere else, like with another woman? You might be able to pick up or no?
Honestly, I see him rather devoted to you.
Oh, okay.
And that doesn't mean that that's accurate.
Right.
It could be devotion in the sense of a friendship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, that he has a loyalty to you in the sense of protecting you as a deep, as a good
friend,
you know?
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I will tell you this. Men do not read minds. Men do not intuit. As the men with intuition are rare and special. And and I don't say that to be to downplay men. It's just that's not their primary nature. They need to be told. They need be asked questions in a particular way. See, women feel and men think.
Right.
Does that make
sense?
Got it.
Yep, sure does.
So that's the yin is the feeling, and the yang is the thinking.
The thinking, okay.
And believe it or not, men succeed in business with their yang energy because they're able to be singularly focused and move.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom. However, women succeed in business because women are the grand multitaskers. So this is what I the formula, if you want to create a conversation with him, goes like this. When you do this, and you're speaking to his mind, I think that. And then let him respond. And then when he responds, because it's a conversation, you say thank you. And that makes, and you don't want to use the word make because you want to be responsible for your feelings.
Okay.
Thank you. And I feel this.
Okay. When you do this, I think that. And thank you. And I do this.
I feel this.
Oh, I feel this, right. Okay.
Okay?
Right.
And if you have questions, tap your heart 3 times with a yes or no question.
Okay.
And the first thing that comes into your mind, that's the direction, that's the truth.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes.
And I would also invite you to if your feelings for him are not romantically charged, tell him nicely.
Okay.
Before Valentine's Day.
Okay. Well, it's not because of the way how I feel that he might feel, and I know he's like, you know, obligated. I know he's got a lot of obligations going on, so I think that's where his primary distraction is as far as searching his heart out for me. That's how I personally feel.
Okay.
Because of his obligations.
I understand that. I honestly, like I said, it's if you... When I wanted my boyfriend to change to make me a higher priority in his life, I had to say so.
Right. Okay.
Because he didn't know. And honestly, we do this with girlfriends naturally. I don't know why we don't do it with guys.
Right.
Thank you for calling. I hope this
Thank
helps.
Thank you so much.
And
yes,
you're welcome
it does.
To you're welcome to visit my website at www.julieannconn.com.
Wait, you said Julianne, okay.
Yeah, Julianne Cohn.
com.
And my phone number is all over my website. You can call me.
I have that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Julie.
Absolutely. Bless. You know, stay blessed, not stressed.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Beautiful call. Love that, Julie.
Yeah. Just so much loving energy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Let's go to our next call here for Julianne Cohn. 434, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Kim, and I'm in Virginia.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi there. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. There's something. Do you have me on speakerphone?
No.
Can you turn the volume up on your phone for me, please? No? Yes?
You want me to turn it up?
Yes, please.
You're just kind of fading in and out a little bit. I don't know if you're speaking right on the microphone on your phone or if it's away from your mouth.
No, I just have
or...
it up to my ear. I mean, I'm no different than any other time. Maybe
Are you
I
on
am.
Earbuds? Are you on earbuds?
No.
Or
no, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, that did it. What did you
do?
That did it. I can
Very
hear you clearly.
Very good. I turned it up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How can I be of service to you today, Kim?
Just hearing about your program, and I have a question. If I can get some information from my guides about something that happened last Saturday.
Okay. Are you going to tell me what happened last Saturday, or do you want me just
well, it was,
to look?
I mean, I don't know. It was a spiritual awakening or something like that. That something major happened for me energetically.
That's beautiful.
Yes. It was amazing.
If you want, just. For me to tell you energetically from a chakra standpoint what I see,
uh-huh.
I see you being very balanced and centered. I see that your third eye, okay, let's talk about the third eye for a second. The third eye, we think of it as being in the center of our forehead. But the truth is, if you take your hand and put it, at the bottom of, put your thumb at the bottom, base of your skull in the center, and go up about 3 inches, three
mm-hmm.
fingers, that's where your pineal gland is. That's your real third eye. That's where the expression, women have eyes in the back of their head, came from. Okay. So that is wide open. That means that you're receiving lots of information.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably waking up earlier than you ever thought before, around 3 or 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes.
Because that's the time of the angelic download.
Yeah, I've had that for a long time, but more recently.
And you need not do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take a deep breath. If you want to just slip back into sleep, you can, a technique you can use is what's called three-dimensional breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put your hand on your heart, one hand on your heart and the other hand on your solar plexus.
Right.
And you take a deep breath. And then you let it all out.
go back to sleep.
Then you put both hands on your rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do is you're going to push your ribs out sideways. Take a deep breath and let it out. And the last one, you're going to breathe from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet in consciously,
uh-huh,
and exhale completely.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll go into a natural rhythm of breathing. If you focus on your breathing, you will go into a meditative state and probably fall back asleep at that point in time of night.
That sounds great.
And if that doesn't work for you, contact me. I have other skills for that.
Okay.
Let me talk a little bit about last Saturday night, if I may.
Sure.
Monday was a full moon Monday. We called it a moon day because the moon was up all day long in the daytime sky. On Saturday, the moon was in the process of making its way across the, I don't want to sound like a Beatles song, but across the universe. And what was happening energetically was there was an immense force of the elements. Hawaii, the lava was flowing fiercely. It was raining on all coasts. The earth was basically saying, wake up. Let me give you some energy, fresh energy. And it was an infusion. And you may have tapped right into that. And that's why you're just so, I mean, you are so completely balanced right now. It's beautiful. And what you can use is what I call a sentry. I use the image of a rose.
Mm-hmm.
I envision white light coming out of my heart and going all around my body, and I anchor it with the rose. And that just creates sort of, excuse me for saying this, a white light condom around you.
I get it.
Okay.
That's great.
Perfect.
That was a big deal.
Well, and it's good if you because the crown chakra is really related to learning and advancement.
Mm-hmm.
Start reading something you haven't read before. Check out www.agapelive.com. Check out Greg Braden has some brilliant YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So you're on the right path. Keep going.
Beautiful. Well, I appreciate it. That was very just a great confirmation.
Well, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Julie, why don't you let the folks know how people can reach you?
The best way to reach me is through my website, www.julie.com. LIEANNCOHN.com. There are on the top buttons, there are ways to learn more about what I do. If something strikes you immediately, there's a book it now below. If you want a 15-minute free consultation, go to Reiki Master and you can sign up for that in the book it now.
Okay, very good.
My telephone number's all over it.
310-795-6575 to reach Julie. And let's go to our next caller here from Texas. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
I'm from Minnesota.
Well, hello, Elizabeth from Minnesota.
How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
And how cold is it in Minnesota right now?
Well, it's about 6 degrees, and with the wind, it's probably about 6, 7, 8, 10 below. Not too bad.
I am such a weather wimp. I'm a native California girl. Even though I've traveled the world, I am a weather wimp.
You would not like it here then.
I can tell you a funny story. Back when I was in corporate America, I actually interviewed with Carlson Marketing. I'm sure
yep.
you know who. Yep. And
I went to school with her.
That's awesome. I got off the plane and one of the big June bugs landed on my shoulder. Oh my God, I have never been so unprepared to be scared in my life.
They're big, aren't they?
And I was carrying my briefcase and my laptop and I was going there to sign a contract to move my entire life to Minnesota, and I got to Carlson and they said, well, and I said, I'm so sorry, I can't live here, the bugs are too big.
That's the only big bugs we have, dear, and they only come in June too.
It's so funny,
we don't have snakes or any venomous, deadly animal here.
Well, how can I help you? How can I be of service today?
Well, I was just kind of, just a general, if you can do that.
A general read of energy?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I can do that. Give me a second to have a sip of water and hear mine. Do you feel like somebody has punched your stomach with a medicine ball?
Somewhat today, yes. Because I'm a little upset at somebody.
I see your solar plexus is a little bit out of, it's depleted a little bit. May I course correct it for you?
Yeah, I had a shoulder replacement, so I probably out of whack someplace.
Okay, I can help with that a little bit over the phone. But first, put your hands on your stomach for me, please.
Yes.
Or at least one hand. And what I am going to do is first I'm going to bring your energy back to you.
$155 to over $1,000. Okay.
That's the weight of my heart. Your Valentine, something romantic. from our Cosmic Love Collection.
Okay, Julie. Now take a breath.
Now you have a friend.
Let it go. Are you able to stomp your feet where you are?
Yes.
Okay, would you please stand up and stomp your feet about 4 times?
Yep.
Okay, a little more. I mean, really stomp it like you were a kid being sent to their room.
Okay, I did.
Take a breath. How do you feel?
Like I have a stomach ache still.
You got a stomach ache?
A little bit, yeah. Feels tight now.
It feels tight? Okay. Let me... There is something about a situation, and it has to do with work.
Yes.
That you're holding on to, and it's you're holding it in your solar plexus.
Yep. It's somebody that owes me some money and they have not paid me and they have my merchandise.
Okay. I am not a lawyer.
No, I know.
And I can't give you advice in that area.
Yeah.
But
I just hope this girl's gonna pay me. That's
well,
all.
You to take care of yourself first.
Yep.
Let it go.
Okay.
And if she pays you, it's a bonus.
I know, that's how I gotta think about it, but you know, so it's $250, so that's a lot to me and my business.
You can always put her in collections.
Yeah, I know.
But the collector will take a piece of it, and I don't think it's worth. I think you'll get mad about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I would.
That's the sense I have.
Yeah.
But there's a lesson to be learned here.
Yeah. Don't send things to friends and think they're going to pay you.
You know what? It has nothing to do with friends. It has to do with exceptions. And if you have rules of business, you need to uphold them.
Yeah, I know.
And maintain your own integrity. And when you have a friend that you know can't afford what you're doing, either you're gifting it to them or you putting them on a payment plan immediately and you don't give them the full product.
Yeah, I know. I made a mistake this time. And
okay, so here's a way that I look at mistakes, because I live close to Hollywood. And I know that it takes many, 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 many shots for a director to get that perfect shot in a scene that is going to turn that movie, and he has to do this for every scene, into an Oscar-winning performance and an Oscar-winning film. And they actually have a chalkboard. And they do it like they slam it pretty hard. Believe me, I've been on set, and they don't say mistake. They say take one, take two, and sometimes it takes 100 takes.
Yep.
To get that perfect shot. Don't think of it in any way, shape, or form as negativity to you. It's all learning.
Yep.
And once you've learned the lesson, you don't have to take it anymore.
No.
Okay. So
great.
I trust that you've learned this lesson.
Yes, dear. I definitely have learned this lesson.
Okay. How does your stomach feel now?
Better.
Ta-da.
I feel more relaxed. like I can let it go. And
good. And I would. Do you have a crystal store near you?
Yes. Well, I deal in jewelry, so I have lots of crystals. And what stone would
okay,
you suggest?
Get a piece of citrine.
Okay, I have a huge citrine sphere. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it in my hand right now.
Okay, get a little piece of citrine and put it in your wallet since it's the merchant stone.
Okay.
And get another little piece. I mean, it's lovely to have big pieces for show.
Yeah,
get another little piece and put it where you keep the money for business.
Okay? I will definitely do that.
And I know you're in the good.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Stay blessed, not stressed.
Yes. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. With Julianne Cohn, and Julie is here on the first Thursday of each month here. Let's take our next caller here, our final caller for this hour. We'll be continuing in the next hour, so stay with us, folks. Let's go up to Boston, and Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello, Christina.
Hi.
How are you?
Not bad, and you?
I'm doing great. How can I be of service to you?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
When am I meeting my soulmate?
Did you say when?
Yes.
We have many soulmates throughout our lifetimes. And
twin flame.
I'm sorry?
My twin flame.
Your twin flame. Okay. Are you familiar with the works of Saint Germain?
No.
Okay. He created originally the philosophy of the twin flame and the violet flame, and I want to first give you a vision, okay? If you were to look at a fireplace, you would see flames moving together and then staying as one and then moving apart and then coming back together as one and then moving apart. Twin flames, being in a twin flame relationship is a dance. Does that make sense?
Okay. But when am I gonna meet? When am I gonna meet somebody new? I don't know.
I am not a fortune teller. I do not know the direct answer to your question. What I can tell you is, if you get out there and do what you love to do, a man that has the same interests, that sees you for who you are, will show up. The when of that, oh, dear heart, I wish I knew the when. I really don't. And I don't want to lie to you.
That's good.
What I can tell you is that it would be good for you to take a pad of paper and write down all the monkeys you have on your back where love is concerned. All the guys that you dated, or all the guys that you feel were unkind, all the guys that gave you mixed messages, write them down. And then go through that list and let it go.
Okay.
Let each one of them go, because the more space you have open for love, the greater the love will come to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call. Yes, live your life. You will find them. Search. This is your life to live.
Yep, it kind of works that way, doesn't it, Michael?
Yeah, don't be waiting for people to tell you when it's coming.
It would be so much fun if I knew how to do that.
Yeah, right. And if anybody knew how to do that.
Really?
But we're not supposed to. That's why we're here. Why do we come if we've got a blueprint, we'd be born with a blueprint if that's the way it's supposed to work, so.
Yeah. There's a sci-fi writer out there that just heard that, and they're going to run with that story.
Yeah. Well, Julie, it's been nice connecting with you. And again, sorry to hear about Mozart. I didn't know that. And but my love to you. And
thank
I know
you.
It's not easy, but
He is on a path to becoming whole, and once he has become whole, he will join my angelic group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
I know I got my little Mary, who's 16 years old, and I can definitely tell she's, just not comfortable like she used to be.
I don't know if they have one in your area. I actually found a vegan veterinarian that makes house calls.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a homeopathic vet. And she really, since September, really, her name is Dr. Armati May. And she is just wonderful. And I'm sure she's connected around the globe. But to be able, it was such a blessing to be able to do it in my own home. And then what I did, which I felt good about doing, because Mozart not only had kidney failure, he had stomach cancer. So I donated his body to science so we could, because kidney failure is the number one killer of cats. And just like breast cancer and AIDS, I'd like to see an end to kitty, can I say this? Kitty kidney failure.
Yeah, kitty cancer.
So always a pleasure, and I will see you again on the radio on March 2nd.
Yep, we'll see you then, Julie. Have a good month.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Click on to connect to our next show, as this show will be ending. Every show is separate to themselves. So in 1 minute, we'll be joined with Helen all the way from the Ukraine. That's right. Psychic medium. Helen will be here. This show will now end. We'll see you guys in 1 minute here. Thank you.